Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay. We're studying the Soul Heart tonight?
Yes. Because I had a phone problem on Motzi Shabbat. So we didn't do a class then, so I'm going to do it tonight.
Okay. What chapter are we working on today?
We're going to start with section 4. And then I don't remember what the other, I think it's 7, but I don't remember what the other one is.
Okay.
Randall.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatil, Aleph Bet Gimel Yitav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Asad Beinu Tacharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyehudcha Geva Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sit Katha Tami Gam Lem Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Viro Tuvcha Na'el adata Petsufet tet nunayim Yachid ge'er Lamcha p'nei Zokrei kidushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hezayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet of Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation Atumim, the twins, the astrological sign of Gemini. Together, the Resh and the Zion spell the Hebrew word Raz, which means secret. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shem kufal tzadiyotaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon Wafesha Ve'chata'a Ve'nake. We're now going to study the year of the goat, the year 5777. There are two verses that we study to connect to this energy. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkin te bid hilu. Erhimud hilud hilu erhimu. Liyachta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah V'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanei Aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanehu Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz, ki, ach, appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters, we're able to permutate them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse conceals the name of the year within it, with a distance between each letter of the name of the year of seven other letters. Kim ba'adonai. Yohe wahe Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, which is the year of the pause, there are two verses in this that connect us to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayachaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelo tamlacha V'yad yitkachu ha-kohanim Ki ha-levim yishrei leval Lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Wa La Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Re Ka Ha. The second verse that we connect to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai yohe wahe Ade ad kibiyah Yo hey Adonai, yo hey Wahey, Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni yad bili ruki. The second verse we study is from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru. Udu mikol hamachavo iyam. Asher yitchabe sham wishavtem. Eilai el nachon. Wichalachti yitchem. Wichayayim yeshno. Varetz vichipasti. Oto bekol alfe yehuda. And the third verse is from Job also. It's 20, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayo. And the year of 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. This energy is, this verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan tachta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu bnei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the way we've been doing it now is to scan the first six rows of the chart. And then the seventh row. Wahe wa danu yo. Eche shi ameme, nu nua, nu yota, me behe, pe wayo. And then scan the last two lines, last two rows. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Again, the first six rows we scan. And the seventh row. Wahe wa dalayo heyoshi alame. Nu hea, nu wa te ta, me la he pe a yo. And scan the last two. And the names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 27th day of Sivan, Rabbi Chanimya ben Tradyon, and Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Isaac Eisenstadt. In the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper, so today's class is a Zohar class on the Parasha of Korach. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column. When you open up, you have a list of all of the parashas of the year. If you scroll down to the book of Bamidbar, and then to the parasha of Korach, when that link opens up, you can scroll to section 4. And we will start with Pasuk 14. Vayitlu al penechem, vayomru el Elohai, haruchot lekol basar tachatzi. Moshe v'acharon ma'asru garmaihu l'mita b'ma begin diktiv v'ayiflu al p'nehem v'yomru el Elohai haruchot rochat ketiv chaser vav uvkich ilana demota Uvkalatar Nekhilat Anpin Lahu Atar Haway Viad El Elohai El Hachidiktiv Vael Zoem Bekol Yom Elohe Haruchot Dihu Atar Tzerora Tanishmatin dialma, bekol nishmatin taman, salkin umitaman, ajan. And they fell upon their faces, and they said, El, Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, come and see. Moses and Aaron gave themselves up to death. How? It is written, and they fell upon their faces, and they said, El, Elohim of the spirits. The Hebrew word is ruchot. Ruchot is spelled with the vav that is missing. Therefore, that is the tree of death, which is malchut, and the falling on the face is always to that side. Therefore it is written, El, Elohim, of, as is written, and El who has indignation every day, which refers to Malchut. Elohim of the spirits is the source where all the world's souls are bound together, and all the souls ascend there. From there they come, that is Malchut. My commentary. This is where many people misunderstand the differences between the souls that are Jewish and the souls that come from the other nations. All souls come from the world of Atzilut. This is my opinion. I have read that souls from the other nations come from the world of Briah. This I did not read from the writings of the Arizal. All Nefashot come from the Malchut of Atzilut. Yet which level of Malchut of Atzilut is the point in question? Souls that are going into the other nations come from a lower level than souls that go into the Jewish nation. This is to indicate that the Jewish nation has a larger desire to receive. They receive this larger desire at Mount Sinai with the giving of the Torah. Actually, each person comes from the same potential level, but actions they did leading up to the Tower of Babel incident caused souls to become mixed into the 70 nations. Eventually, all will become purified and return to the same source level. Until then, this misunderstanding has allowed the Jewish world to think of itself as a servant to the other nations, to assist them in their spiritual growth by being a light unto the nations. This is my opinion. Pasuk 15. Rabbi Yehuda Patach Shimu Hachamim Mila Veyodim Hazinu Li Hai Kira El Yehuda Elihu Elihu Amaro Tachatzi Makitivu Vishloshet Reav Chara Apo Al Asher Lo Matu Mane Wigomer Deha Inun Havev Amrin Milin Viola Hawa Idnachikin Alaihu Mehakaulif Namandial Nachamali Aval Abel Baeliasta Milin Vikad Meta Deha Habrayayo Deo Vawo Amre Mile Kishot Aval Venachama Leia Lau Begin Divae Milin Deu Yode Alayu Ugden Yitabel Aleya Dina Viode Lemalka Kadisha Aleya Makiti Vieliahu Tika et Eo Ibarim Wigomer Teo de Levatar Leku Chabarifu Vikabil Aleya Dina Dishmaya. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion with the verse, "Hear my words, O wise men, and give ear to me, you who have knowledge." Elihu spoke this verse, "Come and behold, it is written, also against his three friends did his anger burn, because they had found no answer. Since they did speak, but Eov was not consoled by them." From here we take a lesson that whoever comes to console the mourner must structure his speech first, so that they are worthy to console him. Job's friends spoke words of truth, but not to console him. And since it requires words that the mourner will acknowledge, then he will accept upon himself the judgment. And he acknowledged the Holy King, as is written. Now Elihu had waited to speak to Eov. Since he acknowledged himself afterward to the Holy One, blessed be he, and accepted upon himself the sentence of heaven. My commentary is a question. What is your obligation to a mourner? Learn from this Zohar Pasuk. The obligation is to speak words that the mourner will hear and acknowledge as truth. As you know them, if they are unable to agree with you, this is not your responsibility. Yet learn from this and do not speak these words again. Remember, truth is relative, and this applies especially to a time of judgment, as it applies to the soul who has left the world. Let me tell you a story that brings this lesson home. A chassid of one of the Hasidic rebbes had a son-in-law that was sick almost unto death. The chassid went to the rabbi and asked that his son-in-law be blessed and healed. The chassid praised his son-in-law to the utmost. The rebbe blessed the son-in-law by disagreeing with the chassid, saying, "Your son-in-law is not such a talmid chacham. He has much more to learn in this lifetime." The chassid was shocked and accepted the blessing of his rebbe, and returned home, where he discovered the recovery of his son-in-law. The Hasid went back to thank the Rebbe and asked him why he said such a disparaging statement about his son-in-law. The Rebbe replied, "During the time of judgment, one should not praise so profusely that the Bet Din will take the soul. I was telling the Bet Din that he had more spiritual work to do and that they should give him more time to accomplish this." They agreed. This also applies to times of judgment where it is being decided what will happen to the soul, whether it will go to Gehinnom or whether it will be reincarnated. Pasuk 16. Tachat ziketiv lakein anshe levav shimu li chalila la'el meresha v'shadai me'avel lakein anshe levav shimu li shilemin b'kol ha'liav chana milin chalila la'el meresha ha'idiktiv be'el we'el zoem b'kol yom v'shadai me'avel da samich likavla daviha ukmuha el shaddai ki poel adam yishalem lo habarna shazil b'hai alma v'yave david to v'chate Kame mare ya Ahu ovadata ya Aleya shalama Leya dina Ahidiktiv ki poal Adam yeshalem Lo ahu ovada yeshalem Lo. Come and see, it is written, "Therefore hearken to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from El, that he should do wickedness, and from Shaddai, that he should commit iniquity. Therefore hearken to me, you men of understanding. These are the most perfected who can discern the matters. And far be it from El, that he should do wickedness. This is what is written. And El who has imagination every day." That refers to Malchut that is called El. And from Shaddai that he should commit iniquity. This one is close to that one, since Shaddai is Yesod, that is near El, which is Malchut. It was already explained that in El Shaddai, El refers to Malchut and Shaddai refers to Yesod. For the work of a man shall be paid back to him. If a person walks about in this world, performing deeds and sins before his master, that deed impends upon him to reward him with judgment. This is what it says, that the man's deed will pay him, as that particular act that he performed will pay him. And I am adding, this pasuk is discussing the law of the boomerang. Do you understand this law? It is a law with a corollary. The corollary is mida keneged mida, measure for measure. I hope this helps you understand this pasuk. Pasuk 17. V'im kol da im yashim elav libo kevan devar nashave libeya Uruteya, Leatavakame Mareya, Kidane Elohe Haruchot, Rucho Venishmato, Elav Yeso, Leitzara, Bitzrora, Tichaye Vila Shavik, Lenavshea, Livarli Itivna, Bedina Achara. With all this, if he set his heart upon him, as soon as a person places his heart and will to return to his master, then the Elohim, will gather to himself his spirit and his breath, his neshama. He will gather to him to bind them in the bundle of life, and he does not leave his nefesh out to be judged in another judgment. My commentary. This nefesh is part of his soul that does not reincarnate. Since the nefesh of the convert does not get judged along with the ruach and the neshama in the same way. And we learn this from the advanced reincarnation classes. Pasuk 18. Rabbi Yosei Amar, Hai Mila Razahu, Bedinin Temirin, Tikud Shabarihu, Kipo Al Adam Yishalem, Lo Leitina, Bedinea, Uvinun Odin, Devarnashavid, Behai Alma Vesali, Leia Leitana, Kiovado, Leitavid, Me Alma, Makiti Batrea, Mi Pachad, Alavarta, Umi Sam Devel, Kula Mi Pachad, Alavarta, Dahu Ahudha, Ifarik Leia, Umi Sam Devel, Kula divane, beta uvane, binyan alma, vetikuna veyishuva, makiti vatreya, im yashim elav, libo hai barnash, tipakid aleya, Lamivne binyana, bae lakavna, li bauruta lagabea, dehahumita, mikan barnash diate, alhahio, ita begin shapiru, Vetiuta Dila Habinyan Alma Lait Bene Deharuta Velibala It Kewan de Legabe Meita. Rabbi Yossi said, that matter is a secret among the concealed judgments of the Holy One, blessed be He. Since for the work of a man shall he pay back to him, means to be sentenced in his judgment according to the activities he performed in this world. He raises him to be judged accordingly, and he is lost from the world. The following verse says, who has given him charge over the earth? Who has disposed the whole world? Who has given him charge over the earth? Is the one who appointed in charge. Over him, his brother that redeems him. Who has placed the whole world under him? means that his brother constructs a house by performing Levirate marriage with his wife and builds an everlasting structure and restoration and inhabitation of the world. Following that, it is written, if he set his heart upon him, since that person that was appointed as the Redeemer to erect the structure needs to have an attentive heart and desire for that dead person in order to erect his name for him. The lesson from here is that if a person takes that woman in Levirate marriage for her beauty and his lust, then the everlasting edifice does not get built, since his desire and his heart were not directed for the sake of the one who died. My commentary. This is why the ritual of Chalitza was created by the rabbis and allowed to manifest by the Creator. Men could not control their lust towards their sister-in-laws, especially when it was their brother who they were bringing back. Do you understand this ritual? What is supposed to happen? To make sure no soul is lost. Pasuk 19. Ugin kach kitiv, im yashim elav libo, biruta deliba dikawen, ligabeya kidein rucho, Venishmato elav, yesofeit mashach, gabeya leipana, bahai alma makiti, batreya yagua, kol basar yachad, the adam al afar, yishyashu. Igwa kol basar yachad ahu gufa yitpalei biafra v'kol hahu bisra v'chashta adam al afar yashuv hachad tutin devin yana kemil kat min Veye tu val afra de binyana de gufa Achara kema de awa de kadmeita Vealda rucha venishmata bido de kucha berichu vechayes Alayu divena sha Dilaita bidu Mehai alma ume almara Begin kach el elohai Charuchot the call basar. Therefore it is written, if he set his heart upon him, it must be in the desire of the heart that the intention is towards the dead. Then gather to himself his spirit and his breath, because he continues through him to be built up in this world. It is then written, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall return to dust. All flesh shall perish together, so that his body and flesh will rot in the dust. Now, after this, man shall return to dust. So there will be the revival of the structure as before, and it will return the dust in the composition of another body as it first was. For the Ruach and the Neshama are in the hands of the Holy One, blessed be He. And he has compassion on human beings, so that they shall not be lost from this world, nor the other world. Therefore it is written, El Elohim of the spirits of all flesh. my commentary. There is a deep secret of mind over matter being revealed in these last two pasukim. It is taught in the Sefer Yetzirah that when one is building a golem, one must build a physical body first, followed by a spiritual body. In the process of creating the body of the brother who dies without children, one must only build one body, that of the child who will return with the soul of his brother. That's the end of the section. And we, are there any questions from this section? The next section that we would read, we wouldn't be able to finish within our hour, so we'll call the class complete today. And we'll pick up section 7 on Thursday. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we have a mini Zohar class where we will finally, because of my mistaken perceptions, we will finish the Sefer Bereshit from the Zohar. We will be doing the last two pasukim. That class is at 4:30 West Coast time. And then at 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will do our, have our question and answer series. And I hope you will join us for one or both of these classes. I remind you that Rosh Chodesh Connection will be Saturday night, Motzi Shabbat, at our 7 o'clock class based on those 7 o'clock West Coast time. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you, Hana.
Thank you.
Hello. Shalom.